Unit 65, 10,000 Years of Bow and Arrow. The power of the bow and arrow was a turning point in civilization. No longer did primitive people have to face animals with club or spear. They could bring down sharp-clawed beasts from a safe distance. What the bow did for hunting, it also did for fighting. It replaced both spear and sword. Attila the Hun first showed the world the power of the bow. His Mongolian hordes swept west through Russia, Germany, and France, but the Huns were finally stopped in AD 451. It was quiet for about 800 years. Then Genghis Khan decided he wanted to conquer the world. He almost did. With skilled bows, swift horses, and reckless riders, the hordes again swept westward. Russia was overrun. Then Germany and Italy, and even part of France. Khan's band seemed unstoppable, but the sharp sickle of disease and famine stopped it. Sick and starving, Khan's armies turned and faded into the twilight of history. Again, it was quiet for about 200 years. Then came 1415. In Normandy, France, 13,000 English archers routed 50,000 soldiers at the famous Battle of Agincourt. Had it such a small force route, such a large force, it was caused by the English longbow. This new bow was as tall as a man. With it, the English archer could shoot 6 aimed arrows in a minute. The bow could propel an arrow 400 yards. The French with shorter bows could shoot only 100 yards. You can imagine the great advantage. The English archers stood at a safe distance. They aimed their arrows high. The 13,000 archers unleashed clouds of arrows. The arrows came down on the heads of the French like rain. There was no place to hide. Those who could run turned and retreated in terror.